It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Come on in and sit a spell, why don't you? Welcome to another book review edition of DocSmo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician in Charlotte, North Carolina. I love learning about new ideas in medicine. That's why I started this blog. So it's with great excitement that I read a book by Dr. Martin Blaser, a medical doctor and expert in the normal and abnormal microbes of the human body, something that scientists now call the human microbiome. Sounds dull, doesn't it? Well, I have to tell you that this book is anything but boring. It's not many books that can change one's fundamental thinking about one of a pediatrician's most basic tools, antibiotics, but this book does just that. Ask any Western doctor, and they will tell you that things are changing. Not just Obamacare, but lots of things are changing. I went into my medical career confident that we had tamed the microbial world with powerful antibiotics. Midway into my career, we began seeing superbugs being bred in hospitals and nursing homes. Germs like MRSA staph and C. diff, and even the wimpy microbe pneumococcus became very tough cookies. Even more frightening, recently these germs have broken out of hospitals into our communities with terrible results. But not all microbes are harmful. Researchers like Dr. Blaser are unraveling our biologic link to our friendly microbiome, working out how about a billion friendly bacteria that live in your child's gut and skin and all over keep your child healthy and in balance. Some germs cause disease, like the ones I just mentioned, that can cause devastating disease in your children, but most are part of their defense. In other words, some germs can be your child's enemy, but they are more often your child's ally, having evolved to the mutual benefit of your child and themselves. Now for the revelation part of this book. Dr. Blaser's conclusion, after decades of study, is that making use of antibiotics has fundamentally changed modern man's microbiome, especially that of our children. He has found that the reduction in diversity of the microbiome in today's children may be why we are seeing far more children with obesity, eczema, asthma, a food allergy called celiac disease, and other food allergies like peanut allergy. He contends that being born by C-section, getting multiple courses of antibiotics during infancy and childhood, starts children off with dysfunctional immune systems. Wow! Dr. Blaser contends that the same drugs that have saved literally millions of lives in the past half century have weakened our children in a fundamental way. While Dr. Blaser realizes we can't completely give up the life-saving usefulness of antibiotics, he does make a number of suggestions that would reduce their impact on us and especially on our children's microbiome. First, reduce the C-section rate to as low as possible. He contends that it's during the natural birth process that the microbiome is being passed from generation to generation. Second, the next time your pediatrician suggests the wait-and-see approach to antibiotics, give it serious consideration. Third, pediatricians need to stop using broad-spectrum antibiotics, those that stop the growth of a large number of bacteria in a child's body. Use more targeted, limited-strength antibiotics. Fourth, drop the hand gel idea and go back to soap and water, which he contends has less impact on your child's microbiome. And finally, stop routinely giving antibiotics to animals on farms simply to increase their weight by a small amount. The book, Missing Microbes, is an extremely thought-provoking book, bringing decades of research out of the scientific journals and making them accessible and understandable to all of us. It is well-written and full of relevant information for every expectant mother, new parent, and pediatricians for that matter. I give it 4.5 out of a possible 5 Docsmos stars. I strongly recommend you read it and consider Dr. Blaser's point of view. I think you'll be glad you did. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Docsmo.com website. This Docsmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.